Lone Star Brahma Hockey on KATX. Listen all season as we bring you up to date on all things Brahmas. Interviews with coaches, players, and more featuring in-depth details about previous games as well as upcoming matchups. It's Lone Star Brahma Hockey with your host, Matthew Householder.
And it's Brahma Talk, only on 97.7 KATX. Joining me now is, of course, Coach Dan Wildfong. And Coach Wildfong, unfortunately, we missed you last week. Just things get really busy once once the schedules get mixed up a little bit. But it's great to have you back on.
No, I'm happy to be here. Sorry about last week. I know we both have busy schedules. Apologize.
no doubt about it. But, you know, I had the opportunity of coming out and watching my my final Lone Star Brahma hockey game, not this past weekend, but weekend before. And I mean, what a game it was. I got the opportunity actually to sit behind one of the players' mothers, and it's a player I've been wanting to talk about with you a little bit, but just kind of wanted to see him one last time in action. But number 17 Aldworth for the Brahmas, since he's come along, I mean, I've been just really blown away by his play.
Yeah, he has world-class speed. He's really, obviously, I can see why he's already committed to a D1 school. He's a very special player, and he's very elite offensively. And his defensive game's really starting to come around. Like, he's trying to be a two-way player, and that's what Providence wants. And that's what he's been doing lately. What I'm really impressed with is his attitude, his commitment to work at his game. On and off the ice is very impressive.
Well, I got to tell you, it's awesome being able to meet, you know, some of these guys' parents. You know, that was one of the first or second opportunity I've gotten to meet some parents out at the Brahmas game. But, you know, I mean, a proud mother just sitting there watching her son and cheering him on. But I was sitting there right behind her, just cheering with her, because, you know, it was an awesome game. He ended up getting a goal as well as scoring in the shootout for that contest, which y'all ended up picking up the win. So it was, I mean, that night of hockey was just an excellent night for me to be able to end my season on.
Yeah, that was a fun game.
It was a fun game. It was good to see you smile.
Even our owner said, you know, I've seen a lot of hockey in this building, but I have never seen anything that exciting.
It was the final 3 seconds of the game that a breakaway with a goal to take it into overtime. I mean, it doesn't get much sweeter than that. Well, this past weekend, how did everything go?
We traveled the day game again, and we struggled a little bit for our start, but then we came on and we came up a little short. But we didn't play a full 60 minutes our first game, and our second game we played probably one of our better 60-minute games all year. So, you know, I really think if we had this team at the beginning of the year, we would be singing a different tune looking at the playoffs here.
Yeah.
We're matching up again. But I've been very impressed with our guys' play of late, their compete level. They're winning the 50-50 puck battles. We got a lot of character on this team, and I'm very happy with the progress that all these young men have made.
Well, I have to fully agree with that statement. I mean, the team that we're looking at now is completely different from the team that we were looking at the beginning of the season, not just from the roster moves or anything, but just from the level of play that these guys have stepped up. They've gotten so much better in many aspects, not just offensively, but defensively.
Yeah, you know, it is an adjustment coming from, you know, a lot of guys. We have one of the younger teams in the league, and when they're playing against older guys, and they're a little bigger, stronger, and there's not as much time, there is an adjustment. So you guys are making it, and we got to continue to get better. They got to continue, obviously, to know that the off season is very important for them to get bigger and stronger. If they do that, then they come back. You know, it'd be great, obviously, to see them, you know, produce a little bit more offensively. I'm sure everyone wants to, and I think a good off season will really help them do that.
I'm in full agreement. I think when you go into the hockey off season, I mean, you're really getting some time for the guys to settle down from doing all these trips back and forth all over the place, really getting to focus on whatever workout routine that they may be needing to focus on, you know, whether it be something building up legs, building up the core a little bit more. They're able to focus in and hone on that, as well as really work on you know, puck handling, passing, shooting, things like that, without having those looming games, those crazy long trips that they may have, you know, in the near future. So, you know, the off season plays a huge factor in it. And coming up this off season, something that I wanted to talk about, the Lone Star Brahmas pre-draft camp is going to be coming up on May 16th through the 18th. And Coach, why don't you just let us know kind of how everything's going to go take place with that.
Obviously, Jeff Potter, my assistant coach, has done a fabulous job getting all that set up with the rinks, and we're having it in Chicago, which, you know, it's just hopefully we can draw a lot of kids there that they can, that are interested in the NA, and, you know, we're looking for, obviously, to find the best players out there in North America and Canada. So, if we can get them at the camp, we get eyes on them, it'll make it a lot easier. Now, everyone wants to go to the right to the main camp, but at the end of the day, we gotta see some kids on the ice what they can and they can't do in a critical situation, tough situation. So that's why we need to get eyes on them at these camps.
And as far as the camps go, what other camps do you have planned? Obviously, traveling to Chicago is going to be a big trip. Are y'all going to any other major cities?
Yeah, we have one, obviously, back here in DFW and NITEX. And then we have one in as our main camp in Detroit. So we got three camps this year, which, you know, we're expecting really good turnouts for the camps. So.
Well, I would imagine that the Illinois and Michigan crews should bring out some a lot of talent to those camps. So we're looking forward to hearing more about them as they progress. Tonight going to be the final night of Brahma hockey action. And, of course, it's on the road as y'all travel to Wichita Falls. But you can catch all the live action tonight on, of course, fasthockey.com. I think being that tonight's the final game of the season, I'm going to have to make sure I tune in just to watch the guys go all out for the last game of the season.
Yeah, you're going to see it's kind of a sad day for a lot of these 20-year-olds that it's their last junior game. And, you know, I obviously stress that it's important to go out the right way and do things, you know, it's not just go up there and go through the motions. It's about, you know, I'm sure it'll be very emotional for some of these kids as well.
I would imagine the emotions will be high tonight, no doubt about it. You know.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you never, you know, you've been in juniors, maybe some guys have been 3-4 years. So anytime there's a change is usually a good thing because they're going on to play somewhere else. But some of them, this might be their last game.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and we wish you, of course, the best of luck tonight. But again, coming up will be the Lone Star Brahmas pre-draft camp. That's again coming up in May, and we're going to keep in contact with you over the next couple weeks, just, you know, figure out when we're going to do some of these Brahma Talk segments, keep them going throughout the summer and the off season so that we can keep up to date all of our listeners what's going on with Brahma hockey. But, you know, Coach Wildfong, it has been just a terrific season of hockey, you know, starting out, you know, coming into the NAHL, not really knowing fully what to expect. You got to be pleased with how everything has come around here at the end of the season.
You know what? You know, I'm obviously disappointed we're not in playoffs, but the development of these young men and the commitment that they put in this year was just second to none. I was very impressed with their work ethic on and off the ice. Like they always want to get better. That's what I like about this group. And you know, what a fun group to coach. I was very fortunate to coach this group. Just good people. When you have good guys on the bus, that makes your job easier, and it obviously, brings out the best in teammates and players, and that's what these guys did. They were really good teammates. They're good players. I thought they got better every day, so that's all you can expect of a coach.
Now, the last thing that I just I want to ask before we end everything out here, as y'all will be going out and doing all these draft camps, things like that, would the fans of the Lone Star Brahmas be expected to see any Brahmas that are current actually be returning?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we set ourselves up in the trade situation where we got younger. So you know, in a year's difference in a player is big. Like, they go, like we talked about before, they go work out, they go get bigger, stronger. A 17-year-old, you know, that starts as a young 17-year-old to an 18-year-old that's worked out all summer is a different person. And these guys, we do have some work to do in the off season. We are recruiting. We didn't get a chance to recruit last year, so there will be competition. But at the end of the day, we're happy with a lot of our younger players, what they brought to the table, and I'm sure you're going to see a mixture of both. You know, we obviously didn't make playoffs, so we got to get better. And at the end of the day, it's healthy competition. If they want to be back here, we're here to win a cup next year. We're not here just to make playoffs. We're here to feel the best team possible. And now that we have some time to recruit, I think you'll see great competition in camp. So if you've done your work, they'll be here. If they didn't, you know, that's their decision.
Well, very good. Well, you know, Coach Wildfong, it's been impressive watching you with these guys throughout the entirety of the season, and, you know, last season switching from CHL now to the NAHL. So again, just want to thank you so much for as always taking the time out to do these weekly hockey segments with us, keeping all the fans up to date on everything, and really just a best of luck tonight to you.
No, thank you. You did a fabulous job all year keeping our fans informed and making this game exciting down in South. It's been a pleasure working with you. Let me tell you. Thank you.
Well, again, this has been your final episode of regular season Brahma Talk, but we'll be back in a couple weeks with some updates as to what's going on with the Lone Star Brahmas. Again, keep up to date on Facebook, facebook.com/Lone Star Brahmas, or online, lonestarbrahmas.com. Again, Coach Dan Wildfong, thanks so much, and best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
And this has been your episode of Brahma Talk. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in for Lone Star Brahma Hockey.
There we go.
Continue to listen all season for details of games directly from the players and coaches.
Go, bud, let's go. Come on, boys, get that net. Come on, boys.
To listen to this episode or previous, head over to lonestarbrahmas.com or find them on Facebook.
Yeah, baby.
Lone Star Brahmas on KATX.